Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Michael Tucker with the Real Estate Success Strategies Podcast. Welcome back to another week. It's March 2nd, and today we're going to be talking about the power of joint ventures, the power of JV, right? And some of you guys are like, what's a JV? JV is a joint venture. Today we're going to be talking about what JV is, why you should look to joint venture with other people, other investors, and how you can joint venture with them to make more money. So before we get into today's episode, just a reminder, if you like these, click the subscribe button, leave your boy Michael a review. I would greatly appreciate it. I love hearing people's feedback. And just do me a big favor by doing that. Hit subscribe and leave a review. So let's jump on in to today's episode. Well, today, guys, we're going to be talking about the power of doing a joint venture deal. And just so you know, this topic is something I feel like could be so crucial to younger beginner investors, not younger, but beginner investors. And even if you're an experienced investor, I hope that you find some kind of value in this podcast. But the power of JVing, right? The joint venture, we call it. How can you use it and in what ways could you use it as an investor? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can use a joint venture in literally every aspect of real estate. It could be in wholesaling, it could be in fix and flip, renting. There's no limit to how you can use a joint venture, because what a joint venture is you and someone else collaborating to make a deal happen. In short terms, right? You and another investor, you or in another individual agreeing upon working together to take a deal to the finish line. And so this is so powerful because a joint venture can be used if you lack resources, if you lack time, or maybe you have resources, you have time, or you have funds, or maybe you don't have funds. If you find yourself in any of these scenarios, you can actually be in a joint venture deal. For example, let's say you have some cash, right? And another investor needs some funds to close on a deal, on a fix and flip, and you have the cash and they don't. You can actually do a joint venture agreement to where you provide the funds, they provide the property, you go in, buy it, split it 50-50, right? And so these are like partnerships. And I love it because they will help so many beginner investors get their foot in the door. Because you know just as much as I do, whenever you're a beginner, you don't have all the connections. You don't have all the money in the world, well, most of us, right? And you don't have, you know, the lead or the deal flow. But if I were you, you need to figure out what do I have and what can I, contribute to help with? And then what do I don't have? So kind of see where you're at in your scenario, because JVs can really help tremendously get you to where you want to be. And so let's jump right on in and talk about how to do a joint venture deal. So let's start with wholesaling, because I told you, you can go into every aspect of real estate, every strategy, and let's talk about how you can do a joint venture deal. And so let's say you're a beginning wholesaler and you have this smoking hot deal. You feel like it's the best, but you've never negotiated a real estate deal before. You've never talked with a seller. You can actually joint venture and partner up with another wholesaler, another investor who has experience, right? Or let's say you have a deal that you did get under contract. You're like, yes, this is a good deal. But what next? I don't have a buyer, right? Where's my buyer going to come from? Find another wholesaler, another investor who does have a buyer's list, right? Someone who does have those connections. And so you can go in and say, hey, would you like to do a joint venture agreement where we work on this deal together and we'll split profits 50-50, 30-70, 40-60, whatever that may look like for you. It's going to look different, right? 50-50, or 60-40, it doesn't matter. It's just whatever you're comfortable with and they're comfortable with. But that's in one way. You have a lead and someone brings a buyer, or on a wholesale side of it, it could be vice versa. You have a buyer that really is hungry for deals, and you know someone else who has a lead. And so you come together to make that deal work, right? And so that's a little bit about wholesaling. You can get really creative with this. And I know people that this is their strategy. I know tons of people who all they do is build a massive, strong buyer's list. That's literally all they spend time in their business doing is building out the best buyers list. And what do? They go out there and find all the investors they can that need help closing deals. You see, they have this strong buyers list. So the way they make their money is helping other wholesalers and other investors assign their contracts as wholesalers, right? Taking and making sure those get closed. So that's one strategy. If you want to build a strong buyers list, you could be a great resource for many new wholesalers. Or, you know, you can have build a strong lead income and a lead flow for your business. And, you know, if you don't have the strong buyers list at first, you can, you know, partner with other people. I would suggest you do both at the same time, get, you know, build a strong buyers list and, you know, build a strong lead flow. But in the beginning, if you have one or the other, you can use a joint venture to fill the gap. So what's this look like for a fix and flip? You're like, Michael, what does a joint venture look like for something that, you know, is quite a bit harder than wholesaling? Fixing and flipping a house is, you know, can be a little bit more difficult. Well, that's the beauty behind it. Because it's more difficult, you can bring a partner in through a joint venture and make it easier. So let's say you're like, Michael, I don't have the funds to close on this property, but I know this property is a smoking deal. What can I do? You can joint venture with another investor and say, hey, I found this deal. If you close on it and you help bring the money to the table, we can split it 50-50, right? Or you can say, hey, I have the money and you have the deal. Let's do a deal together. Let's joint venture. And so whenever it comes to flipping houses, there's so many ways you can do this. There's so many ways you can get the deal done, because there's a lot. That's one of the biggest hangups when flipping houses is people don't have the money, right? But I tell you what, if a wholesaler in my area came out and told me, say, hey, Michael, I have this smoking hot deal. And I looked at it and the numbers were smoking hot. They were good numbers and I was going to make 40, 50, 60 grand on this deal. I would not care one bit to do some kind of split with the wholesaler, right? If the wholesaler does not want to assign it to me, if the wholesaler does not want to, you know, bring it to me and let me, you know, just close on it myself, the market's so hot right now, I probably would do a joint venture with someone. I probably would do a 25-75 or something like that if I'm going to be doing all the work, right? Just to have that deal, because deals are hard to come by right now in a lot of areas. So don't get caught up in, oh, I don't have money, or oh, I don't have connection, because listen, go out there and start networking with other people. That's the power in real estate. If you can go out there and make enough connections and build solid relationships with these investors and people that are like-minded like you, there is no limit to what you can do. There is no limit to what you can accomplish in 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 years, right? They say real estate makes the most millionaires. Well, it's kind of true. This is one of the only businesses, there's many businesses out there, but this is one of the only ones where you can build substantial wealth by partnering with other people, right? Building connections. So make sure you're doing that. And whenever it comes to rentals, you can do the same thing. Hey, I have this deal. Hey, Bob, you have the money. Do you want to come in and do a joint venture? You bring the money, I've got the deal. And we'll do a equity split or a cash flow split, whatever you want to call it. Let's say you get 75% of the cash flow and I'll get 25%, right? And so all you did was bring them a deal and the idea and the structure, and they brought the funds. Or you say, hey, you put the money down, I'll manage it, and we'll do 50-50, you know, something of that sort. Don't be afraid to ask. Because so many people, they're like, oh, well, I'm newer. They won't know what to, you know what to think about me coming to them asking, you know, I'm scared or I'm nervous. Listen, just get out there and do it. Don't be afraid to build those connections and ask to joint venture, right? Obviously, you don't want to ask just if they're going to be doing everything, right? If you bring nothing to the table, that other person in the agreement is not going to want to partner with you. So there must be some kind of value that you're bringing to the table, whether that's a deal, whether that's the buyers, the money, or whatever that may be. And this can be done in multifamily. This can be done in so many facets of real estate, commercial. But the key point I wanted to take away from today and let you guys know about was that there is power in connecting and working with other investors. So many times we look at real estate investors as our competition, but imagine what we could do if we worked together. Imagine what we could do if we came together as just a unity of investors working together to close more deals. Man, I feel like we could accomplish a lot more versus if we were just by ourselves. So let's change our perspective on competition. Let's do it as company, as companions that are going to take each other to the next level. Because that's what real estate is all about. It's about helping other people. It's not about being selfish. It's about creating long-term wealth through helping other people. So that's a little bit about today, guys. If there's anything you have questions with about joint ventures, let me know. You may say, hey, Michael, here's a question for you. How do you sign a joint venture contract? Or how do you know that the other partner is going to trust the deal and, you know, be faithful? Well, you always want to cover your back. So I would suggest you sign some kind of joint venture agreement or joint venture contract stating exactly what each party is going to do, right? Don't get skimpy. Don't, you know, just do something simple. Go full in depth what each partner must provide in their duties during that deal. So for example, in that contract, if I'm bringing a buyer and you are bringing a lead, that's what needs to stay in there. Bob is bringing this lead at XYZ Main Street, and so is bringing a buyer, you know, and we're going to do a 50-50 split or a 70-25 split, and this is when it expires, So make sure you get as detailed as possible because you want to cover your butt and their butt just in case something goes south, right? So on that, make sure you do have a JV agreement or JV contract. You can find those online. Usually you can find some for free or some for super cheap. But anyway, that's, you have some questions like that, don't be afraid to reach out to me. You can go into the Real Estate Success Group on Facebook, leave a comment and just ask away there. Ask all the questions you want. Myself or other investors will tune in and give you input. And if I can't find the answer, I will help you find the answer. So that's a little bit about joint venture, guys. There's power in numbers. Remember that as you're growing your business and as you're growing in your real estate wealth. So if you guys need anything, just let me know. But I hope this podcast episode helped you in some way, form, or fashion. And guys, we'll be back here next week with another episode. We're actually interviewing a very, very, very successful real estate investor next week. So make sure you tune in on March 9th at 6 o'clock a.m. We'll be dropping another episode right here. So God bless you guys, and we'll see you very soon.